Hello? Hello, Dimitri. Listen, I can't hear you. Well, do you suppose you could turn the music down just a little? Listen, I hear too well. Do you suppose you could turn the music down just a little? Oh, that's much better. Yeah. Fine, I can hear you now, Dimitri. Clear and plain and the bomb of the tree. The hydrogen bomb. Well, now, what happened is, one of our base commanders, he had a sort of, well, he went a little funny in the head. You know, just a little funny. And, he went and did a silly thing. Well, I'll tell you what he did. He ordered his planes. To tell you something terrible has happened. It's a friendly call. Of course it's a friendly call. Listen, if it wasn't friendly, you probably wouldn't have even got it. They will not reach their targets for at least another hour. I am positive, Dimitri. Listen, I've been all over this with your ambassador. It is not a trick. Well, I'll tell you. We'd like to give your air staff a complete rundown on the terms of flight plans and the defensive systems of the plane. Yes, I mean, if we're unable to recall the planes, then I'd say that, we're just gonna have to help you destroy them. I know they're up. Alright, well listen, now who should we call? Who should we see them? Sorry, you faded away there. The people are than I am. But I am sorry as well. I am as sorry as you are, Dimitri. Don't say that you're more sorry than I am, because I'm capable of being just as sorry as you are. We're both sorry, all right? All right. Yes, he's right. Yes, he wants to talk.
Radioactivity would never penetrate a mine some thousands of feet deep. And in a matter of weeks, sufficient improvements in dwelling space could easily be provided.
How long would you have to stay down there?
Well, that's, you know, quick survey would have to be made of all the available mine sites in the country. But I would guess that dwelling space for several hundred thousand of our people could easily be provided.
Well, I would hate to have to decide who stays up and who goes down.
Well, that would not be necessary, Mr. Fett. Naturally, they would breed prodigiously, eh? There would be much time and little to do. But with the proper breeding techniques and a ratio of, say, 10 females to each male, I would guess that they could then work their way back to the present gross national product within, say, 20 years.
But look here, Doctor, wouldn't this nucleus of survivors be so grief-stricken and anguished that they...
of 10 women to each man. Wouldn't that necessitate the abandonment of the so-called monogamous sexual relationship? I mean, as far as men were concerned.
Regrettably, yes. But it is, you know, a sacrifice required for the future of the human race. I hasten to add that since each man will be required to do prodigious service along these lines, the women will have to be selected for their sexual characteristics which will have to be of a highly stimulating nature.
I must confess, you have an astonishingly good idea there, Doctor.
Thank you, sir.